Supporters of Julian Assange demand his freedom during a rally in Sydney. The WikiLeaks founder and Australian citizen has been held in prison or diplomatic refuge in the UK for more than a decade. But his supporters hope they can bring that to an end.
It's not just Julian who has lost his freedom, but all of us. Because in order to keep Julian in prison, they have had to corrupt their own rules and their own principles.
Assange is fighting extradition to the United States to face charges of espionage. Washington is pursuing the journalist for his role in releasing hundreds of thousands of classified military documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Washington says he's a national security threat who put lives at risk. But supporters say he exposed truths the world's most powerful governments wanted to hide.
It's about Julian Assange, of course, but it's also about press freedom, all our freedoms, and the fact that he exposed a crime that I was horrified about, and he's the one in trouble. He's the one imprisoned.
The protest was organised to coincide with a visit to Sydney by the US president, but Joe Biden postponed due to talks on his country's so-called debt ceiling. That didn't stop Assange's supporters.
For me, you know, look at every human rights NGO, every press freedom NGO in the United States, over 25 of the largest ones, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, ACLU, all calling on the Biden administration to drop this because of what it means to press freedom in the United States.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has escalated diplomatic pressure on Washington, calling for the charges to be dropped. Assange's ongoing detention continues to highlight debates between press freedom and security concerns. And his supporters say they will never give up campaigning for his release. David Landy, Al Jazeera.
Still ahead here in Al Jazeera, as a